TotalMotors.com. We are the total deal.
That's Classic Rock 99.5. It's 4:54. I'm Scott McKenzie. Now, I've been talking all day today about, of course, the I Rock the 80s show over at the Tyson Event Center. But tomorrow night, a very special event is going to be happening here at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. The one and only Bananas Foster and the rest of his band, Paul Revere's Raiders, will be appearing here. I had to look that up. I really did, Tommy.
Yeah, Bananas Foster's. That was my gangster name in Chicago. Not really.
I was going to say that's a perfect place for it, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I just say that every time we get Bananas Foster as a dessert.
So you're the drummer with Paul Revere's Raiders.
I am.
Enjoying yourself?
It's the best gig in the world.
I'll tell you, you got quite a history, too, in music.
Yeah.
I mean, you spent, what, 27 years with the Buckinghams?
I played with everybody in the 60s genre you can imagine. Mary Wilson, the Turtles, Guess Who, Gary Lewis, the list goes on.
You know, you mentioned some of those names, and I remember, golly, I'm going to reach back a few years here, back in the late 80s. I had the privilege of going to and talking with Gary Puckett.
Oh, yeah.
And it blew me away that he was still hitting those high notes.
Unbelievable.
I'm telling you.
He's a great guy, too. Just in case anybody wants to know what he's really like. You know, people sometimes, you know, you hear that somebody... I like to hear people were jerks.
Yeah, well...
You know, I mean, to ask around, who's a jerk?
We'll wait for their memoirs,
yeah,
right?
Gary Puckett's not one of them. He's a real sweet guy.
So how's it working with Paul Revere's Raiders?
Well, it's great. I mean, we've lost Paul.
Yeah.
It'll be two years on October 4th.
Wow, that was a shock. I remember that.
God, really. And it happened so fast.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know... Paul kept on, he kept on performing right till the end, and he did not want us to stop, and he gave us the name. He gave us the name Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Yeah.
I mean, the three of the guys have been with him for 45 years.
Yeah. So Jamie kind of picked up the baton.
Jamie was with the band since 1990 on and off throughout the decades, and I've been with the band 6 years. Our singer's been with the band about 10. He was with the Letterman for 10 years also.
Yeah, it's kind of fun to kind of get up on stage and everybody in the audience knows your music.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, I mean it's so many hits. You know, 20 top 40 hits or something, you know.
When I think Paul Revere and the Raiders, the music, I remember the heavy bass laden, heavy drum. I mean, it just kind of grabs you right there just below your diaphragm, you know?
Yeah, which is great for me because, being the drummer, I get to slam.
Yeah.
And it's not one of those bands where, you know, keep it down a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
We're trying to eat dinner.
Yeah, go to Tommy's Facebook. He's got some really good videos in there where they put the spider cam, he called it.
Yeah.
Of all the drummers, who do you like the best other than yourself?
John Bonham.
I was going to say, I guess you like your room here at the Hard Rock?
My room is the John Bonham room. I walked up to the door.
Really?
All the doors here, if you haven't been here, it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Every door has some rock. Van Halen, before they made it big, eating at McDonald's, you know, pictures like that. And my room is a film strip of John Bonham.
Wow.
And Jimmy Page.
Gonna get yourself a selfie on your Facebook page from that.
I just took a picture of it. Yeah.
Well, I know the Sioux City area, of course, has got a very strong rock history with Tommy Bolin, and a lot of stuff. I mean,
is Tommy Bolin from Sioux City?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we have a big Bolin fest every year.
Oh, wow.
You got to come back for that.
Oh, man. I hum Marching Powder, which was one of his songs.
Yeah.
I hum it all the time.
Yeah.
It just pops into my head.
Yeah, they've got one of Tommy's outfits here at the Hard Rock.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah.
I saw it earlier. I didn't realize he was from here, though. That's pretty cool.
Of course, we always have to play Deep Purple and all that kind of stuff too, at the same time.
Oh, yeah, Ian Paice. Well, you know, that spider cam, the spider cam is just, it's over the overhead view of the drums, so you look at the drums. I used to get seats at the Chicago Amphitheater, and I got to see Deep Purple, Led Zeppelin, Yes, all those bands. Nobody wanted these seats behind the drums, so I got to see these guys play from on top. It was awesome.
Taking notes in the dark.
Yeah. Wow, that's easier than I thought than I was making it out to be, or that's harder.
Yeah, I was going to say, and they sweat a lot to get the girls.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, what the heck, you know?
Yeah, sure. How can it be bad?
Well, man, I tell you, it sounds like you got the world on a string. Now, it's tomorrow night, Anthem Theater. Showtime's what, 8 o'clock?
I think so, yeah.
Somewhere around there. Just a come on in early, grab something to eat, play a few games, and
it's a great show. Great stuff. Yeah, you won't be disappointed. It's a lot of fun.
Good to have you, man.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You got to come back for Bowling Fest,
man. I'm not kidding.
We'll talk some more about that. See, every Friday at 5, we always kick it off with the Kings, and of course, nothing matters but the weekend.
Oh, is that right? I played with them.
Did you really?
Not drums, but the band I was in was on Warner Brothers. We played some shows together. Yeah,
outstanding. Well, Tommy, knock 'em dead, buddy.
Yeah, thank you.
Uh-huh.